The U.S. has responded in a measured way to yesterday's announcement from the Afghan Taliban, saying that the organization has reached a preliminary agreement to set up a political office in the Gulf nation of Qatar. Lydia O'Kane has the story.
U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says it's possible a Taliban office could play a positive role, though she explains that the U.S. already has its policy on Afghanistan in place. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Nuland said any reconciliation talks must be approved and led by the Afghan government.
At the end of a conflict, there has to be a negotiation, right? So the question is whether this office, were it to open, could play a positive role in that. But as we have said, we have a policy here based on three principles: fight, talk, build. We will continue to fight along with the Afghans, those enemies of the Afghan government and people who have taken up arms and are not prepared to renounce violence, at the same time that we are open to supporting talks led by the Afghans toward an ending of the conflict, towards reconciliation of individuals or the group as a whole. And we also have to build. We have to build a better neighborhood.
The early Afghan response came from the High Peace Council, the body charged with seeking a negotiated end to the country's decade-long war. A spokesman for the council said he welcomed the Taliban's decision, calling it a gesture of good faith. In addition to opening an office in Qatar, the Taliban also demanded the release of prisoners held at the U.S. base in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. I'm Lydia O'Kane.